I was going for my nightly walk, and, as is my wont, thinking about the various ventures that I am trying to get off the ground. And, as is also my wont, I was plagued with doubts, with self-doubts. And it then occurred to me why psychopaths are so successful. They are not neurotic. Self-doubt is inherently neurotic. It is one thing to know one's limitations. That is not self-doubt, that is just plain self-knowledge. But self-doubt is not about self-knowledge or even quasi-self-knowledge. It is moralistic self-undermining. It is neurotic self-punishment. And because psychopaths don't have consciences, they don't doubt themselves, and, more generally, they are not neurotic. Neurosis is about a conflict between one's desires and one's conscience. So psychopaths, having as they do no conscience, are not neurotic, and they are therefore not held back by neurosis or consequently by neurotic self-doubt or consequently by any self-doubt. Non-psychopaths, on the other hand, even exceptionally gifted ones, nay, especially exceptionally gifted ones, are riddled with neurosis and therefore with self-doubt, and are therefore prone to self-sabotage. The ideal condition is to be a non-neurotic, non-psychopath, and that condition is achievable, and it is my objective as an analyst to get people to attain that condition.